USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says he won't resign despite critics saying he was much too lenient in 2008 after arranging a plea deal for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta said his federal team won tougher sentencing than what the county was seeking.
Put Epstein behind bars, ensured he registered as a sexual offender, provide victims with the means to seek restitution.
And a new accuser on NBC's Today Show says she was 15 when she was allegedly raped by Epstein.
Forcefully raped me, but knew exactly what he was doing, and I don't think cared.
President Trump says he won a big part of the witch hunt now that a federal appeals court's thrown out a lawsuit that accused Trump of illegally profiting from his hotel while being president. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A hurricane watch has been posted from the mouth of the Mississippi River, then west to Louisiana for a potential tropical cyclone. New Orleans is already experiencing flooding. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is urging residents to be prepared and alert.
If you prepare for the very worst, you will be in a situation where you will be able to come out far better in the end.
A Guatemalan mother who's seeking asylum told a House panel that she came to the U.S. seeking safety, but instead watched her infant daughter die a slow, painful death. Through an interpreter, Yasmin Horaz related her story.
I took her to 3 hospitals, but she never left the 3rd hospital. She left the hospital without any life left in her, and it breaks my heart.
Republican Congressman Chip Roy took issue with saying migrant children are being housed in cages.
I've seen the facilities, and I've not seen a single cage in the way that it is being depicted. I'm seeing ways to try to separate people and keep them safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports one Senate leader is making headlines.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky raised a few eyebrows on Tuesday when he compared himself to former President Barack Obama.
I find myself once again in the same position as President Obama. We both oppose reparations. And we both are the descendants of slaveholders.
With more news regarding the senator, President Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday, weighing in on Amy McGrath's decision to enter the 2020 Senate race against the Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky. The president implied in a tweet that McGrath isn't qualified to take McConnell's position. Regarding that challenge, Josh Holmes is the former chief of staff to Senator McConnell. He tells Fox News,
she lost a district in Lexington, Kentucky, the 6th district, that is pretty Democratic. Registration-wide, it's Democratic plus, 3, 4, 5%. The state of Kentucky as a whole is much, much more Republican. Donald Trump carried it by 30 points in 2016. He's on the ballot in 2020. And so Amy McGrath is going to be a huge liberal superstar. But the math is not there for her to win at this point. But she is going to raise a boatload of money from liberal activists that are targeting McConnell.
McGrath's campaign did announce they raised $2.5 million in the first 24 hours since announcing that she was challenging the Senate Majority Leader. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.